Hello and welcome to the MCM podcast. My name is Max and this is JR, and we are the co-creators of the Instagram page Monmouth County Memes.
Yeah, and what we really want to do with this podcast is sort of just get other influencers, whether they be photographers, videographers, meme pages, just, you know, anything of that sort, and bring them on the podcast and kind of get to know what makes their page unique and what they have to offer the people of New Jersey.
So today we are ecstatic to say that we get to sit down and talk to the owner of the most popular meme page in all of New Jersey. And honestly, probably the biggest state meme page in the entire country. I'd agree. Her page averages around 30,000 likes and hundreds of comments per post. Without a doubt, she has had an infinite influence on the NJ meme game and is the sole reason for not only Monmouth County memes, but also several other town and county meme pages being started in the first place. She literally is the reason we started. So you could find her great content at New Jersey Memes on Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok.
Which is the Vine for you younglings.
I miss Vine so much. I was just saying, like, the other day, like, I literally go up on YouTube and watch those, like, compilations, like, Vines that cure my depression, because they literally do. So, funny enough, we even have a group chat on Instagram with all these other meme pages, and they literally call her Queen. And I remember one day I was like, yeah, what does that make us if she's the queen? Because we have a pretty good following. And one of the kids literally said, like, we're like the family dog.
Yeah.
So I took that. I thought it was funny. So everyone, without further ado, I would like to introduce the New Jersey Memes creator, Colleen, to our first ever MCM podcast. We're going to have like a little thing going in, like
drum
clapping.
Roll. Hello.
Good. So we're just gonna figure out how everything sounds really quick.
Everything's fine. We're good to go.
Good to go.
Hi.
So
do I sound good?
Yeah, you sound good. Yeah, you sound good. So how are you doing, Colleen?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
Excited. The dreary day.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. Great weather.
It is. We picked a wonderful day with tons of lighting to do this, our first ever. This just shows it. We're off to a great start.
Fantastic. So I guess the first thing we're going to ask is just, you know, whatever you're willing to talk about and just tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So Monmouth County girl, grew up here, lived in a bunch of different towns. Yeah, I go to college in Boston, so I am away, but kind of made the page out of homesickness. So that's why really what inspired me was loving Monmouth County and New Jersey and missing it.
Okay.
You know, we made it not because we miss Monmouth County, but because we're just constantly here. We can't get out of here. Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to live and die here.
Yeah. I mean, I was also bored, so. There you go.
So one thing that I want to bring up is our lunch at Tommy's Tavern where we were with Overheard. I don't know if I want to say his name yet because we haven't had him on. I got to make sure. But I thought it was like, we were really pushing for it, and it was like on a Saturday, just kind of out of nowhere, we were planning it. And then last minute we were just like, let's do it. You know, what do you think about that? I thought it was a really great idea. Mark's never been there. I just said his name, but, he'll find out. He'll be here. Yeah. He'll be on the next podcast. I literally want him as the second one. So yeah. How was that for you?
It was fun. I told some friends, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go meet up with some of the other meme pages. And they were like, what? They were like, be careful? Like, do you know these people? Scary. And I was like, no, but I think it's fine. So, yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, how be many? Careful. How, question: how many of your friends know that you run the page? I know you've done like interviews and stuff.
Yeah. So, well, I started the account because I texted in one of my group chats with some friends from home, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I started a New Jersey specific meme page? And they were like, yeah, can you please do that? Like, go do
definitely.
That. And I was like, okay. So I looked on Instagram and the handle wasn't taken, like New Jersey meme. So I was like, now I have to do it. But anyway, a fair amount of my friends do know because I have like told them I post on like my Instagram, and I've never like hidden it. So I don't want to hide it. I feel like
sure.
it would be a strange thing to hide.
Yeah.
I definitely did not advertise it as much when it didn't have that many followers because I was like, this could be perceived as kind of lame. But yeah.
But now I think this is a good talking point.
But now I think it's like, oh, it's cool. Like they're like, oh yeah, that girl, she runs a meme.
I think it was the same thing with people who wanted to become YouTubers 10 years ago. It was embarrassing to post YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, have like 100 followers and everything like that, 100 subscribers.
Now everyone's just
now everyone's dream is to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And whichever YouTuber's like, don't do that because that is like only like certain people ever get big.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough.
We know. We used to, I mean, we're still like, we're aspiring / somewhat failing YouTubers.
Yes.
Every here and there we make
it. You guys will never find the page. It's never going to happen.
Never find
it's
it.
Terrible stuff on there.
So, Jerry, you want to bring up the second?
Yeah, so I guess this kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, you said you've never hidden it before, but I don't know if you've ever actually revealed yourself to people who follow you. So this will be the first time. So how do you feel about that?
I at first was really scared about it when the account was smaller because I felt like I didn't want to like reveal my personal identity, not only because like safety, like it's fine. Mm-hmm. It was more about, I didn't want people to perceive the account as bias, but now the account is really big. So it's like, it doesn't matter. People are always asking me questions. They're DMing me like,
who are you?
Like, who
oh my
are
God.
You?
Like where are you from? What high school do you go to? What's your social security number?
Exactly.
Like literally everything.
Definitely give
everything.
Them the social.
So
only the social,
nothing else. You can't know my name, but here's my social security number.
Exactly. So at this point, like I've done interviews and I've said my name and I've like revealed enough details that people have put it together who I am.
Sure.
So on my personal Instagram, I have like all of these unread like follow requests that I don't know what to do with. Like, I guess I could let them follow me, but
delete them.
Yeah. I don't know. Feels like I don't need them to know about me at that level.
No,
I totally understand. I mean, I've kind of been, I think if anything, Max was a little bit more wary at first about us revealing ourselves, but we've talked about doing podcasting for a long time.
Yeah,
something that we've always been interested in, but we always were like, okay, well, you need one of two things to do it. You need to have an existing platform, or because you look at all these famous people who just go into podcasting and they have these huge followings, or you need to be doing it for, you know, like a news, you know, publication, who's going to pay you to do it, who's going to market it for you. And, you know, we kind of see Max really started the page for fun. And then once it kind of became bigger, we're like, oh, we have like 18,000 followers. Maybe we could do something big. And we have enough followers that people who are influencers in New Jersey will come on and that'll, you know, it just seemed like something finally like an opportunity for us to go ahead and try it. So, so I'm excited about it. I'm totally for coming out.
I
know there's people that we know that are going to be like, oh, what the fuck are these guys? But, you know, it's still.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I still get that. I get the like occasional like, DM from someone
really?
Who's like, you run this meme page? Of course you run this meme page.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes.
I mean, with me especially, I mean, it's just, I mean, JR, he definitely helped start out in the beginning. And then I really, one thing I came to about a month ago that I really said I wanted to do this podcast, and that's where I wanted to really get him to be a huge role in this, and that's why he is a co-creator. Because I know myself, getting all this stuff together, neither of us, we've all wanted, me and Jared both want to do podcasts, but we needed together each other to do this. So really, you know, we're also getting to a certain age. I think I talked to you about this, like, you know, we're in college. I feel like we're in high school. It's a different story. As you get older, you kind of realize that, you know, you shouldn't just care so much what people think. And even like it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is something that has brought so much. This is one of the best things I've ever done. I really think it's one of the coolest things I've ever done. So I really do think there's no other reason I would want to come out as the owners of this page than starting this kind of podcasts and stuff like that. And I know even like, you know, Overheard wants to maybe start doing like these breakfast reviews, which I think are like, you know, the Barstool of New Jersey, which I think could be really funny to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
You know, I think we could stay stagnant with this page, just making memes, but that's, you know, we're going to keep making memes, continue to do this.
It's cool to push the brand further.
But I listen, this is something for fun. We're not making any money.
Yeah.
We're down in money by paying for all this
bought
stuff.
All this equipment and stuff like that.
So either way, just the fact that, you know, we are able to want to go through with this and have you on, thank you for coming on, is just incredible. So I think you already, you know, talked about this somewhat about you being, you know, homesick and being at school. And this is kind of a reason I read a lot of the articles that you already talked about. Is there any other reasons that you started the page that you haven't talked about already?
Well, it basically spawned out of that. It was a group chat of my friends at college, but they actually all went to high school with me. And we would always talk about, you know, being homesick or when people would make fun of us when we were like, hey, we're from New Jersey. And they would be like, oh, the armpit of America. Like, I hate New Jersey. Yeah. It's like, have you ever been there? Like,
I went to college in California for about 2.5 years and all my friends were from L.A. And they would all be like, oh, you're from New Jersey and you're Italian. Oh, where's the accent? Where are your wife beaters? Why isn't your hair slicked back?
It's like
they think you're part of the mob.
They Photoshop me onto Jersey Shore logos like and send them to me and think it's the funniest thing in the world. And I'm like, oh, it's great. Well, creative.
Yeah.
I could see you as like when they did like Michael Cera. If you ever seen that thing where they made like the Jersey Shore cast made him look like a Jersey Shore character. You could look like that. They spiked up
exactly
his spike
my hair up. Like,
we can go to DJ's next Halloween and you could dress
I'll
like
be Michael Cera in
Michael
Jersey
Cera
Shore.
In Jersey Shore.
I'll dress like Snooki.
There you go. Get like a really bad spray tan and wear a black wig. It'd be great.
I'll be Paulie D. We'll both do just the spiked up hair.
It'll be good. Great. So what would you say your favorite part of having this following is? You said you started it because you were homesick and it was kind of a way to cope with that. But now that you have, 182,000 people following you and looking at your stuff
every
day.
Are you sure it's not 200,000 right now?
It could be. I don't know. I mean, you went from like 1,000 in the summer to like 180,000 now.
Yeah.
It's
what
crazy.
Was that, Colleen, what was that growth? Like what?
Yeah. So I hit 1,000. So after I originally started it in July of 2018 and I really only posted like New Jersey memes that we had found on Reddit and were sending to each other. And it was very sporadic, maybe like over the course of 2 months. And then I forgot about the account. And at that point I'd amassed like maybe a couple hundred followers, not anything close to like even 500 or 1,000. And then in May I got really bored and really homesick because that's the time of year that's like the beach is free. They deliver all the palm trees to the beaches. And I think that's hilarious when they like plant the palm trees in the ground. So then I started posting more regularly and I hit 1,000 followers on June 3rd, which was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
180 times.
180 times then.
Yeah.
Some good wild math.
So then
we planned that out last night. We were hoping you would say 1,000 and then we're like, what's 180?
And we had to like write it down.
We had to put it in the calculator.
The true business major I am. I was like, wait, I got this. Don't use my calculator.
Yeah. So then after I hit 1,000, it kind of spiraled from there. And I was growing at 10,000 followers a week for like a couple months, like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. It's a lot.
And that's definitely, I remember Max like talking about the page, your page getting big. He's like, oh, Jared, I'm going to start a meme page. And everyone you told about it, like very few people you were like, everyone was like, that's stupid. like, why are you starting that?
Yeah. Listen, they always say like, whatever the people like, there's always going to be people in there in your life that are going to doubt you, things like that. One of my favorite YouTubers once said, like, you know how you're doing something right when everyone tells you it's the wrong thing to do? That's when you stick your feet in the ground and you keep going forward. It's not going to be the easiest option. So listen, someone in my past life said it was like the dumbest thing of all time, and now 18,000 followers later, basically
she's not one of them.
She's not one of them, but
not anymore.
All of her friends are. So, whatever.
F.
Yeah, press F in
press
the chat.
Press F to pay respects.
Yeah. Funny enough, that I was telling JR this. I don't think I ever told you this, Colleen, about this DM. So, because we get DM'd this a lot, and I feel bad because now I see opposite end of the spectrum where kids DM us and are like, dude, come on. Like, can we help? Can we be like with the page?
Be a part of it. Yeah.
And I actually DM'd you on my personal way back. And I was like, yo, do you need any help with the page, this and that? And guess what? Stone cold. She just like, she like didn't even just not respond. She like reported my page. Like kicked me off. I'm just kidding.
I was like, kicked
me off Instagram. Like, no, she just didn't respond. But I saw your, honestly, you are, your page is the reason that we created ours. So I saw that. That was just a funny story, but I was gonna say it has to be up just a little bit.
You got a little loud, so I turned the volume down.
So yeah, we made it around, what was it, July
4th.
July 4th or 5th.
Fifth was the first post.
Yeah, I think it was made on July 4th. So it's like 6 months since, and 18,000 followers later. I mean, supposedly people say we bought those, though our like, we looked up like, there's that like calculator you could do engagement. Yeah. And like, I looked up the average is on Instagram's like 2 or 3%.
So yeah.
We're at like 12%.
Yeah, we're like 12%. Yeah.
But we bought them. We're a typical influencer that like
Not only did we buy them, but we go on our own phones, log into each and every account and like the photo at a time. That's how we do it.
That's what I do too.
Exactly. And you have 182,000 log in.
So she has 180,000. So yeah, if you think all the effort's going into making the posts, you thought. She's going. She's like, Max, can I borrow your phone? I'm like, what? Don't ask. You got an extra, you have 4 profiles? Okay, I got to log out of one on there on Instagram because you can only do 4. Log in on 4 on like each phone. Just like, that's hilarious. So I was going to say, because Jared asked what your favorite part about having this big social media following is, what are the downsides? Of course, because we were just talking before, it can feel taxing. It's like a second job.
Yeah. did we answer the first? I don't
even know if we did.
I think actually, we got distracted.
Yeah. No,
what's
your
favorite part?
So,
talk about that first.
Let's do the positives. so my favorite, I think, I really like two different things. One, when I ask questions like on the story or in a caption of a post, like, hey, like tell me a story about this, and people actually reply. And a lot of the stories are mundane or like pretty normal, but some people will tell me some wild stuff. Like, I remember one time I posted and I said, what are you guys doing this weekend? And somebody said, nothing, because I'm going to jail for 5 years. And I was like, what?
You posted that. Or no, I think, I don't know.
I think I told you about it. I was like, what possesses someone to tell a meme account that? Anyway, or like one time I posted.
It's like, bro, what'd you do?
I was like, holy shit. Anyway. One time I posted and I was like, oh, tell me like a story about your after prom, because it was a meme about going like down the shore for after prom. And the comments on that one were wild because people were like, yeah, I was like drunk and like jumping out of windows. It's like, whoa. But that stuff's funny. I also really like, this is more like cheesy, but a lot of people will message me and say, just like thanking me for posting because it makes them smile and it's really cute. Nice. Like one guy, I will never forget reading this DM. I started almost crying in class. I was on my phone in class, yes.
Classic. That's
not paying attention.
Come on now.
And so the guy was like, hey, like, I'm going through a really tough time. I'm divorcing my wife, and I just wanted to thank you for posting because you give me a reason to smile every day, and I, like, look forward to the posts. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's so serious.
The crazy thing is, like, you can get 1,000 hate comments. Yeah. And it could just be like, whatever. But then one of those is worth 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Like, so validating.
Yeah.
Like, the most annoying parts of running the page will have no effect just because of all of those nice comments. Like, I love those so much.
Yeah. We made a folder. Because, sometimes I'll get in my head with, and it's like this instant validation. While Instagram can be so good that, like, JR posted, we posted something last night that he made. And it killed it. Like, it got, not on your standards. But in our standards, it got like 1,000 likes.
1,000 likes in less 35 minutes.
Yeah, awesome. Way less. Yeah. It just killed it. People loved it. Plyables loved it.
we put Plyables in. We put our advertisers in, for sure.
Sure.
Not really advertisers. Don't sue us, please.
We wish. Maybe soon.
One day. Don't look at this. This is not, you can't see.
Yeah. We're going to monetize this later on.
For sure.
Yeah. But the other downside is that, some of these posts flop and people don't like them. And, people are like, not funny, didn't laugh. Like,
that's funny. Oh, my God, I know.
So I actually made it. We have like a really extensive Google Drive of everything. I'm just so organized with that. And we put What I'll do is if someone sends us some nice DMs like that, I'll screenshot and just put it in.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's like, yeah, I was like, listen, like, so some of these are like, you know, really nice. Like you're saying, like, you know, thank you. Like, I know like it could be so hard churning out good content all the time. You know, you just make my day brighter, things like that. It's like, That's why you do it. You do it for, if you could have one person feel like that.
Yeah.
It's worth it all this time. Because you know, we're not making money off this yet.
One day.
Okay, but like, dude, what am I going to do? Watch TV? Like, this is much more validating
more fun.
For me, at least, than like binge watching Netflix or anything.
Two things. I can't remember. I forgot.
Wow. That's just beautiful. Nice. Are you sure? It was about like the niceness. And
oh, no. Yeah. Actually, I know exactly what I was going to talk about. Yeah. You make jokes. You've made jokes like on our page about your Google Drive. And it's hilarious because he's like really organized. And so, I mean, I talk about it, but basically I wasn't logged into the page until like 2 months ago for the most part.
Month.
Was it even a month ago? Maybe a month ago.
It was at Bellworks.
Yeah, we were there for the first
time. I always go to Bellworks to do work.
He was like, we both went for the first time. And he's like, why are you making me come here? This and that. And I was like, just wait. And yeah, even me, I was like, because people keep telling us to go there.
Yeah.
We shit our pants.
Yeah. I had no idea that was there. I had no idea, but yeah, no, it's funny. Cause So I had just logged in like a month ago, but for the most part, I would just like make things and text them to him. And now that I'm logged in, he's like I'll like make something on my phone or on Photoshop and I'll just like text it to him. And he's like, no, put it in the Google Drive. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Like, I just, it's so not me. But he gets the whole organizational thing down. And it's funny because there's like 25 folders.
Yeah.
And
it's good to be organized.
And I don't put things, but when I upload things,
Oh, wow, different. I love that.
All different, like already posted things like
you don't
that.
Get to see.
Yeah, no, because what I'll do is sometimes for our starter packs, I'll post like a picture from my phone of the Google Drive. And this one girl is like, you should be like a college professor or something like that. It's like, you are, I don't know, like I respect the organization. By the way, do Middletown North. Like,
exactly.
And I was like, that's so funny. I was dying.
I know, people always said nice things. They're like, oh my God, I love it. Also, like, do a starter pack for Weehawken. And
I'm going to give you a compliment and it's totally double-edged because you're going to feel like you have to do what I say.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they always want something.
How easy would you say it is for you
she didn't do, what's the least?
Yeah, she talked about what she thought was annoying.
Oh, she
I mean, that stuff. Yeah, yeah. When people send negative things.
Yeah.
Like when people send mean stuff, I'm like, you're trying to bully a meme account on Instagram? Like,
yeah, not going to work.
No. Like, clearly, I have, like, I don't care what people think because I started a meme account. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So, that's pretty much the worst.
True.
Yeah. How easy would you say it is for you to come up with content to post? Do you find it difficult, especially when you have so many people, like, you know, constantly looking for your posts?
Yeah. It was definitely, I mean, now it's pretty split. Before, when I had, like, 40,000 followers, it was really difficult because not a lot of people were like DMing me ideas or DMing me. Like, some people send me just straight up like memes they've made. Some people send me like texts because they don't know how to like physically make a meme. It was super hard in the beginning stages, like churning out the content because I really needed to be thinking all the time about it. But now there's a lot of people and they'll send me a breadth and depth of things. So it's kind of, it's easier to come up with stuff now. So I'm getting a lot of ideas.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think because we do a lot of the starter pack stuff and we ask for suggestions but I would say for the most part it can be kind of difficult because we do post, like you said, when you were 40,000 and you were constantly coming up with ideas because you weren't getting things sent in all the time. Yeah. Most of the stuff we do, we kind of make ourselves.
Original.
It's original stuff. I mean, we'll take a meme template that exists.
Yeah, same.
And then, you know, related to Monmouth County, but like we were talking about the one that we posted last night about the World War III shelter. I was like, you wake up in the morning and see World War III is trending. Oh, I got to do something about World War III.
Yeah, exactly.
But everyone's doing the drafting stuff. And we're like, oh, what's something that no one's doing? I'm like, oh, nuclear shelters.
Yeah.
And then tailor it to Monmouth County girls and people are going to love it. It's going to be great.
Exactly.
So, but I mean, like, I'll go a week where I can't think of a thing to post. And we like to have at least five of them ready to go. Like if we can't think
same,
of something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you see there's, like two left that, like, and you're like, shit. Like, I really need to get going on something.
And then sometimes you'll have a brainstorming session and it's like, okay, I just came up with, like, five memes in 30 minutes. And then that's
which I think our best ones have literally come from thinking of it that morning, making it and posting it that night. But then we have other ones where we thought about it for a few days, made it, like, edited it, and then it just, it doesn't do good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say, like, the Baby Yoda ones were like last minute. And that's what we try and do, is because like what me and Jared talk about is like the memes that people are already talking about, like right now, like the World War III thing is the biggest thing. Listen, it could die in a day or two. Yeah, we don't know.
It could die tomorrow.
Yeah. So we want to kind of jump on that.
Who knows? World War III might start.
True. Let's just tell our followers.
Don't be surprised.
Definitely. You got to watch this. But we try and, like Jared said, like figure out the memes that are popular and wrap it around Moms County as much as possible, because that, you know, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. It's already out there. So if we could just do our thing. Yeah, that's the easiest way. Yeah, we like, absolutely. I'd say like you said, I think 80% of our stuff's probably like not sent in. Like we have to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely, it was hard.
Can you turn me down a little bit?
I
thank you.
Would like to get getting back to more like self-made content. I just like, I was in school and traveling, and that's kind of like not conducive to me making. So
yeah, well, I've noticed since you've been on break, you've been posting a lot more frequently too.
Yeah,
almost, I have more like, time. Almost like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I'm bored again. So I was like on vacation skiing, and I was like, oh, I have a good meme idea. And just like stopping and like texting myself a meme idea and then skiing away.
Literally just on a lift, like making a meme. Just
because I was with some family friends, and I was like, all right, these lifts, these are brainstorm times. Everyone gives me a meme idea. No, but a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I like getting other people involved because it's like, it's fun for them, fun for me.
It's funny. I was making the shelter one yesterday, and my mom was like, oh, why didn't you ask me for any suggestions? And I'm like, all right, fine. You got any ideas? And she was like, yeah, I'll come up with a couple. And I came up with like one. But it's like people do, when people hear that you're doing it and they see that you have a following, and they, you know, they're like, oh, this is interesting. I want to be involved in some way. You know what I mean? So
like, I have friends that aren't from New Jersey. I just know from college, who follow the account and submit things because they're like, oh, I saw this and I think it has something to do with New Jersey because I've followed your account long enough to sort of know anything about New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which is just like the bag. I mean, I don't think you weren't skiing in New Hampshire, because like
I was in Vermont.
Okay. Good thing, because
during that
we kind of made a battle with them. And even though JR thinks that we lost, I think of it as like a boxing match, where basically the first round, like the first fight, he killed us. This kid was good, and he grew. He had like 200 followers in November, like early November, October. Yeah. Now he's at like almost 14K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very like patriotic
over
there.
He's a nice kid too.
Yeah. He seems like a nice kid. But now, then the second one we won. So it's tied 1-1, maybe later, but he really did. He clapped us the first one.
The way I look at it is overall likes.
I don't.
Yeah. He won. And the people in New Hampshire.
It's a series. It's like a 7-game series.
Cool. All right. I'm talking. You get your chance to talk after I do. All right.
True.
The reason I thought he won is because one, overall likes, he beat us. Two, people in New Hampshire like attacked us in our page. It was bad.
I and we posted get, that story and people were like, well, thank God you're not New Hampshire. And I was like, whoa.
Because the thing is, we get DMs and people are like, yo, why are you talking shit about New Hampshire? And I wanted to be like, look, I love New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I used to have a house in New Hampshire. I used to go there all the time to ski. It's just for fun.
I've never been there, screw it.
So yeah, if you ever DM'd us and someone was nice to you, it was me answering. But if he was an ass, it was him.
Do you want to tell him really quickly what that one DM was?
The one time I got a text from Max and he's like, yo, check our DMs. First one right now.
And let me just say, you go back at people in the comments and stuff like that. We'll talk about that more. But yeah, Jared, go tell us.
So basically, I checked the DMs and there's this kid who looks like he's like 13 from New Hampshire.
Those are always the worst DMs.
He's like 13 years old and he's like, your state smells like shit. And Max just responds deadpan, you prop smell like shit. And then he FaceTimed me immediately after, and we just laughed about it for like 20 minutes because it was just the funniest thing.
It's so funny.
And it said he saw it and just didn't respond. And I was like, and then he like wrote back and we were like, we were being nicer, but
we're we're just kidding. It's just fun.
We had so many though that like actually thought it was real, and there's like a few cool Monmouth County girls that actually went on the front lines, and literally went on his post, New Hampshire's, and like commented for Monmouth County, and they were getting DM'd themselves. I was like,
they were getting attacked.
So we followed them. They're cool. I forget their names, but they literally, I was like, okay,
his name's Alex or something.
Yeah. I don't think we have the balls. I wouldn't have the balls on my personal to go there. Cause I'm going to have 100 kids DMing me. But we said to a few of the people, like, we got your back, let us know. So we followed them all. So Colleen, how do you, you know, how do you take when, like, take it when you have good and bad comments? I think we, like, literally talked about a little bit about how, you know, some people, you know, you just let it be. Other people, I've seen you somewhat roast them, and I think it's, I've DM'd you about it, and I'll be like, wow, because we have a little group chat, and I'll just DM her, I'll be like, that's hilarious. So talk about that a little.
Yeah. So for the most part, I ignore comments just because there's a lot of them, and I don't have time to reply to everyone, but if they're really funny, I'll reply and be like, you, like, seriously made me laugh or something like that. If people ask questions, like, where is that or something, I'll reply. But if people are mean, I usually ignore them until I start recognizing their username, because they're always posting mean things. And then I will let the inner Jersey show and I will yell at them because, I don't know.
Show, like, them what's up.
Yeah, like, there's no need for you to be mean on this page. Like, that's not what I'm about. I don't know. Yeah, also, true. It's kind of funny sometimes.
People are just naturally, like, they just want to get a rise out of you most times.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sometimes you'll DM them back and be like, what? And they'll be like, oh, it was just a joke, this and that. Like, people just want to get a rise. They don't actually mean that. That's
exactly.
Why,
you know, I think it's also too. Easy. Like, the pages don't have faces associated with them. So It's really easy for people to just, like, say whatever they want, because they are like, oh, there's not a person on the other end of this. Like, that's not true. But, like, that's kind of what it feels like. So they'll post whatever they want, and then I like replying, because then it kind of, like, humanizes the page a little bit more. Like, there's a person behind here reading all this dumb shit you're posting. So.
No, yeah, I got in the New Hampshire thing, and normally I was pretty nice to people who commented, but there were a couple where I was just like, one of them was, like, I can't believe you guys can breathe long enough to post these with all that pollution. I said, I can't believe you can breathe with all that methane coming out of your cow's ass. It's like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like every once in a while, like, I don't care if people think that I'm being mean, because it's just funny. Yeah. And you know,
I think it's also part of the personality of the state. So, like, if some people are just being, like, an ass on the internet, like, I feel like we can yell at them back and it's warranted.
I think the people in New Hampshire took it differently than we did. Yeah. Like, when we get attack people, like, other New Jersey towns, like, people in the other towns know it's a joke.
Yeah.
People in New Hampshire, because it's like a statewide conflict, they're like, they thought we were really going at them. Like, they thought it was totally real. They thought all of our insults, like,
a county page is coming at a whole state.
Yeah, it's like county page with more followers than your entire state account. So,
and also our county has 630,000 people. Their whole state is 1.3 million people.
Yeah.
So literally we're almost half their size.
We're bigger than Vermont. There's more people that live in Monmouth County than Vermont. It's insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
So prepare, Vermont memes, if we ever come at you. That's
we're taking a little break
on the feuds.
We were good. Like, we had, like, a little maybe thing that we're gonna do with, like, New York, upstate New York.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
he kind of took a step back. We have him saved, but I mean, to be honest, we were going for, like, the low hanging fruit. I mean, listen, I went at Ocean County when the kid had, like, 400 followers. That was kind of easy. Then we went at Bergen. I mean, Bergen County. Dude, you literally just don't go on your page for a month. You don't even use it, and now you're just using it to, like, sell Dayglo. So I mean, you sold out. I do love the dude. I mean, for literally selling out at the exact second you, like, someone offered you $10. I mean, we've been, funny enough, I think, like,
we get asked to do promos all the time.
This one kid DM'd me and was like, dude, I'll give you $1 to post your story. I was like, okay, bro, am I not going to do that, you think $1 is going to, DM me right now.
Here's, like, I'm not in high school. $1 doesn't mean a lot to me. Like,
what, $1, dude? Like,
I mean, can't buy shit.
So, because we only have 17,000. If we had 180,000 followers, maybe it'd be like $2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 100, if that's our goal, get to 180,000, start.
$2 per story.
$2 per story. $10 per post. That's our rate. You heard it here, Brooke. So next one.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the heartfelt DMs. We kind of already did that. Now you want to go on to talk about yours a little bit, because she talked about, Colleen talked about hers. I don't know. It's up to you.
Let me just see. I'll pull one up right now. But what do you think about them, JR? Like, I think I use them. Like, I don't know. They just make me feel, like, a lot better. I mean, what about you?
I think that in the time that I've been logged into the page, I haven't seen a single nice message like that.
Oh, no.
Because
it must be a sign. They want you off the page.
Yeah. Basically. But I've seen the way that they've motivated you. So I look at that as a positive. I haven't opened any of them myself, because I joined, like, you know, a couple weeks before the New Hampshire thing, and every DM we got was nasty. Everyone we got was nasty. And then the other ones are like, oh yeah, like your page, blah, blah, blah. Like, post this. This is a good idea. Playables, you know, I mean, they left a nice comment on our post last night, you know, which was cool.
Yeah.
But Rook does too.
Rook does sometimes too.
Who doesn't though?
Surf Taco.
They follow me, I think.
They do. That's messed up. And Coos. And Bubba Coos doesn't either.
The two burrito places.
They do. And I go to them. I'm sorry. I go to them a lot.
You know, you really should call out as Barstool Mammoth. You can't stand them.
We'll talk about them in another podcast. We'll talk about them.
Yeah. One day.
They just listen, as on my personal page, I've sent them plenty of stuff. And they never post any of my personal stuff. Damn. There's literally a video of me tasing one of my boys. And I thought that should get on there. And
there's no way. It didn't. Yeah. And then we send stuff. We have so many more followers than them. And they just read them and ignore them. It's like, bro, this is funny. Post it.
So just one of them, this kid literally says, like, it must be hella stressful to keep churning out and creating memes on a daily basis. But thank you for making them because they make me smile and my day is a little bit brighter. I think I wrote, like, it was just something I was like, bro, thank you, man. Like, it was like, you know, it was like, funny enough, it was probably like 11:30 at night after one of my memes completely bombed. And I was just like, dude, I need this a little. So like, it just
pick me up.
It is. It's like nice little stuff like that. So, what's the next thing?
So I guess you said that you've been coming up with ideas for merch and apparel. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I've actually had the store since around 30,000 followers. So it's been around, but I haven't like updated anything in it just because I don't have any ideas. Like most of the stuff that came out of it, it's like people DMing me specifically and they were like, you should sell this because I would buy it. So then I'll make it, which is a good way to make stuff.
Guys, why don't you do that with us?
Funny you brought up merch because we're coming up with our own.
Yeah.
You probably can't see it, but it's, you know, it's funny because we were talking about when we Photoshopped the thing last night and I put your merch on the girl's t-shirt. I was like, it's funny. You know, her sign, her logo is the Garden State Parkway, but you wrote New Jersey Memes on it and our merch is, we didn't change anything. It's just literally a sign on the parkway. So it's a maximum creativity.
So it's just because like we were just wondering because there's like some sort of like obviously copyright stuff. You want to be okay with that. But like a lot of this stuff we're looking up is like public domain.
Yeah.
Like so like that should be fine.
I think it's cool just because I think it's simple and everybody sees that sign when they're driving through Monmouth County. Short Points is like all the exits in, you know, on the Jersey Shore specifically. So I think that people would, it's not overkill. There's not so much going on. It's a simple shirt. People would wear it. I think I'd wear it. Yeah. I'm wearing it right now.
Calling that.
I did some research and like that insignia, apparently some like pizza place in Florida tried to use it and wrote like Jersey Boardwalk Pizza and the state tried to sue them. And then whoever was presiding over that case was like, no, this is stupid. Nobody's going to get the pizza place confused with the parkway.
Sure.
So I think that sign is fair game.
Okay.
From what I understand in like previous court cases, it's all public domain.
Yeah.
You know, there are some like municipal signs like in small towns that's different. But when it comes to like, you know, a federal road, it's not a problem.
Glad we all did this research.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I did because I was like, oh, the last thing I want is to make this shirt and then get sued for like $200,000.
Yeah, same. Same.
Colleen, that took me could you turn me up a little?
Yeah,
thank you. Colleen, that took me a smooth 2 hours to make. Now, as the Photoshop guru I am.
I can try to help you. I have graphic design.
Wait, it actually took you 2 hours? Oh, great. All right, we're going to hire you.
Yeah, so if you see our designs getting better, you know it's not me. You know, it's like, it's literally that meme of, what is that, like, by the computer? I forget what rapper, but he's, like, looking over him. Like, when your mom. Yeah,
that's us.
Colleen's sitting there at the computer. It's Quavo. Over the side. Yeah, it's Quavo. I'm just, like, taking all credit for it. It's like, yeah, that was us.
We came up with that.
We got to do a collab at some point when we just made our website. No one go to it yet. It is live. But we're going to have our friend who majored in computer science. Now he's getting his master's. He's going to help us with it. Nice. It's WordPress, so it should be a lot easier than it is. But he's going to do like coding stuff. Like if there's anything where we don't know how to change it, like you could change in WordPress that. Exactly, so he's just going to like change
it. Listen, I haven't even tried to help with the website, so who knows? Maybe I could have done it, but I was not interested.
Oh, so just out of laziness, he didn't want it. All right, thank you, buddy.
I came up with all these shirt ideas that we haven't talked about yet. So.
No, you haven't. I came up with two. We have like five in there.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
We're fighting. Exactly.
this is what goes in between every... No, I would say it's half and half for the merch.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, who made the shirt you're wearing?
Time will tell.
Oh, who made the shirt you're wearing? The store in the mall.
The logo.
Oh, you made the logo. I came up with it, though.
And the funny thing is, at the mall, we went to, have you ever been to Teastie? It's like a t-shirt place.
Oh, is it in the Monmouth?
Yeah, it's in the Monmouth.
I saw that.
Monmouth Mall. The greatest
we went
mall.
There, and the guy's like, I had him make this t-shirt. You guys can see it in like a picture that we'll take. And he was like, I said, I was like, here, this is what I want on the shirt, whatever. I took a picture of it. And he's like, Taylor Ham? He's like, my band's name is the Taylor Hams. And I was like,
you're like, I'm so disappointed.
And he showed me like a picture of him playing at the Stowe Pony. I was like, dude, no, it's Taylor Ham, not the Taylor Hands. And he was like a little offended at first. I was like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, it's Taylor Ham. But yeah, they made it. We want to, like, each podcast, we want to like wear something funny that has to do with some with the guests. Cause one of your biggest things on your page is the big debate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
got to include it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so
we'll get to that later. I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. So what's the, okay, so this one, me and JR, we're big memesters. I mean, I know he's, like, personally through all of our friend groups, we're part of several different meme kind of group chats.
And, like, almost the same people are in every single one of them.
But yeah, we just have, all separately. I think they're just, like, weird names. Like, one of them's
your mom named Jeff.
Your mom named Jeff. The other one's Release the Kraken. And, like, I don't know. They just stuck for years, and we just don't change them. So we just send each other memes. I don't even have Instagram notifications or Snapchat notifications on, but I'll just go in.
Yeah.
And so, I was going to ask you, what are your favorite meme pages? You know, whether it's overall memes or like whether it's like state or county memes. So what do you,
yeah. Well, besides Monmouth County memes,
plug.
There's like finance meme accounts out there. This is so specific, but
you should be looking at
this. Is those it Stonks?
Well, I do like the Stonks.
Jared loves
it. I love Stonks.
Stonks.
If there's a Stonks meme, my mom with county memes, I made it. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
There's like a page called Mrs. Dow Jones, and she like has this whole brand where she teaches financial literacy through like memes and like pop culture references. So she'll like make memes of like the Kardashians and then relate it to like stocks and bonds and things like that. I think it's really funny.
Wait, are you talking about memes that are actually useful?
Useful memes.
Educational?
Like a little bit.
No, that, no.
They're not really educational as much as they're like interesting. But yeah, I like her page. I don't know. I like the ones that are, of course, I like general purpose memes. Love a good Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself meme.
Of course.
But I like the ones that, the pages that have like a specific purpose because it's like interesting to see all the different ways you can like make fun of things.
True.
You follow Grape Juice Boys?
No, well, maybe on one of my.
You need to follow.
I have one Instagram account that's just, I follow all these meme pages and there's like no real people on it.
Would you want to go yours? Yeah, go yours first because I know we're into more edgy stuff.
Yeah, we like edgy memes.
There's dank memes.
Well, there are some
deep
with
fry.
Deep fried memes are funny.
No, there's some deep fried memes.
No, there are some meme pages that the names are problematic. We can't say them. But yeah. Grape Juice Boys is funny. Tinder versus reality is funny.
Oh yeah,
Tinder versus reality is really funny. Max, you're gonna say meme stronghold, but yeah. Meme stronghold is funny. There's a couple that I would say, but they're a little inappropriate, so I'm not gonna say their names.
Yeah.
I honestly go on Reddit for a lot of memes. Like it's not as much Instagram as Reddit, I feel like.
Wow. Okay.
Well, most Instagram
I feel like I don't
memes.
Hear a lot of girls go on Reddit.
I feel like I'm the only one sometimes.
Yeah. You have the app?
What?
You have the app? The Reddit app? Or no? You just go on your computer.
I think I do. I mostly, yeah.
Do you use light mode or dark mode? The background.
On your phone?
On your phone. There's light mode and dark mode.
I have it on dark mode on my computer and light mode on my phone, I think.
Ooh. Dark? Where? What are you on? I'm dark.
I have it on light on my phone. I know it's not good.
I changed it to dark. It's a game changer.
Yeah, I honestly, it's different on every app. I don't really know.
As far as mine, so I have like two different, like as far as like dark memes and edgy stuff, this is account we love is called Cargo. Cargo version 1 got kicked off, and now there's like Cargo v2, v3. Those are like really edgy. You gotta like, so they're private.
Oh yeah, a lot of those.
And basically there's like a few others, like whatever, Cargo's girlfriend or something like that, or his underage girlfriend. Meme stronghold is JR said, and this last one is emo kids beware.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. But as far as general memes, one of my friends literally, who I'm in grad school with, sent me like this Insta single page.
Oh yeah.
And it's like 20-year-old people's like whatever millennials like content, but it's about like dating and stuff, and I just think it's hilarious. So that's like more like the mainstream stuff, but it's really prevalent with kids our age.
Yeah.
So, you know, 23.
It would have been great if we came out and were like, all right, my favorite meme page of all time is Daquan.
Okay. I was waiting for her to say that, and I'd be like, just
we have I'd be to like, all right, crickets. Podcast is over. Sorry, we're done.
Something like way. Oh my god. But yeah, I mean, like memes with us is just so big, and that's why, like, because we send these to each other already. So making this about Monmouth County is something we knew we could do because we're just.
I was gonna be making memes anyway, so might as well share them to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was already making memes before this. I used to make starter packs about my friends in college.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so now, that's like where starter packs came from.
All we used to do is we'd go on Snapchat and use the photoshopping tool and just put each other on things.
On things?
And
yeah. That's so funny.
That's how kind of I got started making stuff. Wow. And everyone used to make jokes because somebody would send in a photo and I'd screenshot it. And within like 30 seconds, I had photoshopped it into something stupid. Yeah. Everyone was like, Jared does it so fast. It's unbelievable. It is. Someone's taking my spot now. Julian is definitely the bigger, the quicker memer in the Snapchat.
We'll do that in our group. So someone will send in a picture, like our friend Rob sent a picture of him going to like an interview and just him in the mirror, wearing like nice clothes, and we're like, we got him, boys. Then the next 30 ones are all of us basically putting different things in it. We're like, either like we'll put like weird hats on him, this and that, but it just, and he'll just come back after the job interview and be like, oh my god, we're like, okay, hope you got it, but we just had, you just made my morning, buddy. Like, I'm at work right now.
I love that.
Favorite meme format of all time? Favorite template? You can have a couple. I have a bunch.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's tough.
I really like... wait, let me go on Twitter for a second. I
do. Right, I'll take your time.
I'll say mine.
Yeah.
All right, so my favorite, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. And the first one is not a good meme at all. It's a terrible meme. But I love it because it was like in like 2015, 2016, like when I first like really started getting into like Instagram and stuff like that. It was Dat Boy.
Oh my god, I love Dat Boy.
It's a terrible template because you can't just use it by itself. You just Photoshop it into other pictures.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was probably my first favorite. And I love Howard the Alien with that stupid song. I think that's amazing. Like, Buzz, look, an alien. Yeah.
I really love those ones that are like, tag yourself and there's like a like picture of something and then a few bullet points to like describe what it is. Like those ones on like...
I've seen that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I like those because I think they're like, they're so fucking random most of the time. Yeah. They're like, tag yourself, like I'm a like curtain. Things like that.
Just like something, just out of nowhere.
And then I love the crab rave. That stupid crab dance song started with Obama is gone.
Yeah. He'll just like, he'll play that at all times and just like the loud.
And then the last one's Peter Parker dancing. Spider-Man 3.
He's a big Spider-Man fan.
I used to be a huge Spider-Man fan and I can even appreciate that movie as terrible as it is.
Spider-Man 3, yeah.
I like this one that's thinking about the airport Jungle Juice. And it's like them pouring all the liquids into the thing outside of TSA. Right.
Tasty.
Oh, so good.
We could put that on the screen so people can see that.
Yeah, please do. I love that meme.
Airport Jungle Juice. Oh.
F.
Any other ones that you really like?
They can be basic ones too. Just like...
Yeah.
I feel like you don't use a lot of reused like templates on your page.
It's a lot of like original. Yeah, I don't see it a lot. Like,
yeah, I really... Not. So I do like... I think the like name for this type of meme is like out of context things. So it's like screenshots from TV shows and then you put a caption that makes it make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those are like more creative than just like reusing templates.
We made two things. We're like, one, if she says Daquan's her favorite page, and two, if Baby Yoda's her favorite template. Baby Yoda's cute. I watched The Mandalorian. It's a great show.
But I haven't done it yet.
You should. That's good.
But now that
it's over, Disney Plus is a waste of money. Like, I have nothing to do with it.
How much is it per month?
It's $70 overall, but $6.99 a month. $70.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It has like old Marvel stuff on it. So I'll say my favorite memes right here. So I love like the Smash Bros one where it's like the intro of the Smash Bros, and I just put one on my Snap story the other night. Like, they made like a Viner version with like Amanda Cerny and like Peaks, where it's just like, and it'll just give them the worst caption. The other one, I thought it was hilarious. I love like the Big Chungus one.
Big Chungus is amazing.
And they'll just put him in. There's like the one versus
Thanos.
Yeah.
Where he pulls out the reverse card.
He pulls out the reverse card on Thanos after Thanos snaps. And then Thanos just starts withering away. And it's just like, wow.
At my last job, there was a whole Slack channel dedicated to Chungus memes. People were obsessed Chungus.
It was a big deal. It was wild. And it was funny. I loved Big Chungus.
Was it just from like an episode?
I think I watched it. Dad'll really hold him. He's making fun of the fat guy, and then he's like, dad'll hold him.
So the next one. This is going to be a little bit difficult, I don't know, for you, because how many, I think you're above, like, what, 200-something posts? I mean.
Yeah, I think it's, like.
230.
Yeah, something.
283.
Wow, okay.
Okay, we didn't do our homework as much as I thought. Wow. What is your favorite meme, like, that you've ever created or posted? Ooh. There's got to be one.
Oh, yeah. I think there's two.
Okay.
So, I mean, I love all of my memes equally. No, I really like the one that, this is from a little while ago, but it says like, oh, mom, can we get a pliable? And the mom's like, no, can we have pliables at home? The pliable's at home. And it's like a bell pepper with cereal in it. That was like, oh, that is my pride and joy. And pliables reposted that meme. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've made it. Like pliables reposted my meme.
Because we just made
that was
it last
big.
Night.
We just got that last night. Yep.
Incredible. And then the other one I really like was this picture, and it says, no one, New Jersey girls at their Sweet 16s. And it's a picture of Snooki with a tiara, arching her back like this, taking a picture.
So true.
And I like that one, and it was good. But what really made it my favorite was that this girl DM'd me after I posted that, a picture of herself at her Sweet 16 with a tiara on her head doing the same pose.
Same.
And I think I cried. I laughed so hard. It was so funny.
That's my so, god, wow, okay,
it's so good. So yeah, I think those are my two favorites.
You want to go or me first?
You can go.
All right, so my two favorites, the first one is probably when Max got started, I probably started helping at the end of July. I posted one meme. It was like, you know, 12-year-olds when they have nothing to do, like slamming the Freehold Mall button.
Yeah.
But the one that I really got into was when I made fun of RBC. And I said, Family Guy perhaps, where it's like, are you really going to pay $15,000 a year for an education worse than most public schools? And it's like middle-aged white families. Perhaps. Yeah. And that was like, we blew it. That was like, I think we got almost 2,000
likes. We're like 3,000 followers.
And we got almost 2,000 likes on
it.
And
God,
I was like,
yeah,
this is great.
Why don't we get those kind of likes anymore, man?
I know. In that two-third ratio?
We should be getting 8,000 likes.
Was one post I did that was like, NJ, like kids in high school, like, oh, I'll never go to Rutgers. And then they slam the button like Rutgers. After 4 years, and that post got me like thousands of people in one day.
So I have to say, my favorite meme on our page is the clown fight between Mid North and Mid South kids, and you actually commented on it like ha 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 in all caps.
I remember that.
And going into it, I remember like I poked because there was like a lot of fights. I think we did like a battle between North and South, and a lot of kids were like, "Yo," like they're messaging me about them, and I was like, guys, I put on my story. I was like tricking everyone. I was like, yo, someone sent in a fight video between a Mid-North and Mid-South kid. And people, I had 100 DMs. Either half of them were like, dude, post it. I can't wait to see this kid get messed up. Or the other one was like, dude, please don't. Like, you're going to ruin this kid's life. Like, bro. And then when I posted it, I'm like, I'm on the story post of that. I was like, do you really think I'm going to post an underage fight video? I mean, like, how stupid am I? That's going to get taken down in a second. And yeah, I'm going to like fool you. It's a meme page. Like,
yeah.
Someone would send that stuff into World Star, not to me.
I think that's my favorite meme on your page because I remember you posting the story and I was like, oh my God, is he actually going to post a fight video? I was like, I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, that has to be dumb.
He posted that. So good. So good.
And it's short too. How many views is that, Isaiah? Yeah.
11,000.
It's
a long video too.
Yeah.
We see the likes though.
Yeah.
I accidentally just unliked it.
Oh
you're
my
on
god.
Our own page though.
Oh, beautiful, man.
It's so hard to click the button because there's names. It doesn't say whatever.
Okay, it's fine. Whatever. You can go into insights.
Only 1,400 likes, man.
That was earlier on. It was. Yeah. I'd say, and the other one was the pork roll one that I just posted, talking about like, would you buy a box of Crayola or would you buy a box of crayons? And people started going in on like, I'm gonna buy a Band-Aid, and like it's just like on like they're going at it in the comments. I know like that's something big with your page, so we posted that, and I'm like, I literally was writing like, I solved this, whatever, like acting like yeah. You know, you guys can't have a single comeback. Obviously, it's a joke, and people were like DMing us like, yeah, you know, you're wrong, right? One, you don't live in a real place; you live in Central Jersey.
So yeah, like, doesn't exist. Too.
Yeah, so one, you valid. Don't exist. So that yeah, so definitely that
it's
was
literally. It's literally not ham. It doesn't qualify as ham. The ingredients don't qualify as ham.
Well, didn't you say like, or someone told me they make it from like, they get it from a new part of like the pig or something.
It's
I don't
not,
know.
Well, I mean, ham comes from a pig's ass.
Isn't it like a conglomerate of meats?
I think, yeah, they throw it
it's
together.
Not. It's a bunch of different meats, and that's why it doesn't count. It used to be called Taylor Ham. That was the brand. Now they can't even call it Taylor Ham anymore because it's not ham. So it's just called Taylor Pork Roll.
Yeah.
So
we did research.
You basically, basically, you're wrong.
I think I get a video once a week of somebody like typing into Google Taylor Ham and then Google popping up as like pork roll. Like I get that video. I've seen that video on different phones more times than I can count. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So I guess next question would be, do you have any advice for someone starting a page? Because, you know, like we said, you were about like 1,000 in June and then you blew up. And, you know, maybe what did it take for you to get there? And do you, you know, think that people should give it a shot?
Let me just say, clearly the only way is you bought followers. Like, that's the only way you bought. You buy
I
every one of your likes.
And like, actually, with 30,000 accounts, that's what I do.
Yeah. That's how you get your 30,000 likes. And every one of the comments is you also, because you just have that time of time to do this stuff.
Clearly. I'm not in college. I don't have other things going on.
Full-time memester. Can you turn me up a little bit?
Dude, you're not peaking.
No,
you're wrong.
No, because I just can't hear it well. Now I can hear it well. I wasn't able to hear it all.
Maybe it's just your crap headset.
Listen, man, I got
Beats. We have German. Me and you have German headset. He's got Beats on.
Dr. Dre made these special for me.
Yeah, that's why they're falling apart.
They're custom made. They're for Monmouth County memes. So,
you've had those for like literally 9 years. It's insane. Easily.
I told my dad that I was like, yeah, when I was putting batteries, like I was playing middle school basketball. That's just tragic. So, Colleen, what do you think about that?
Oh, advice. Okay. I think what helped my page grow was the starter packs, definitely, but also like asking for input and like actively talking to the people on the page, because instead of just making memes that like I thought were good, I would always like reply to people in the comments or like actually DM them back and be like, so you want a meme about Jersey City, but like what specifically? Because like I don't know things about most places in New Jersey. Like I am from Monmouth County. I'm not from all 21 counties. So talking to people and having them feel like they could have an input on what was posted, I think was pretty big. Also, I mean, doing that for the starter packs was like crucial, but.
I mean, yeah Jared, you want to talk about like how, like, I can't imagine, Colleen, how like you, like, I saw like one comment like, oh, New Jersey memes, do you mean North Jersey memes? Cause like they say that. I'm like, yo, how is she going to be able to like, literally make memes about the entire state. It's so
exactly. We're probably, like, I'm not even from North Jersey. I they think it's North Jersey memes. I'm like, I don't even know about that.
Your page is so diverse. I mean, you try and do a format and then make it as diverse as possible so everyone could feel included.
That's why I'm posting like I posted a meme yesterday that was like, if you don't love me at my worst, like you don't deserve me at my best. Yeah. And I posted like 8 of them because I was like, okay, we have to include all of these different like genres of New Jersey because everyone's experience is different. And even then people were like, oh my god, like South Jersey. I was like, I got the farms, I got the beach, like what do you want? Like a picture of a sign that says Cherry Hill? Like I don't know. Like Google just didn't do that for me. I'm sorry. Like,
well, me and JR have a hard time, like, because we're from the eastern part of Monmouth County. And you said you get. I remember when I told you that we were from like Monmouth Beach, or whatever. You're like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Because like people are like, you never talk about like the western part of Monmouth. Like
we don't know it, and no one sends anything in, so what are we going to do?
Like, yeah, we didn't, exactly.
The Allentown High School Star Pack, like, people, like, 100 people DM me about that, which is, like, way west. We were just out there at our boys' house, and I posted to do their high school, and 10 kids DM me for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I just picked your high school. Like, I could have done any big high school, and I picked you guys, and no one's answering. Like, so that's why I don't do you guys. Like,
And when I tried to come up with a meme, that stupid one that I came up with a couple weeks ago, you know, the one with the car, like we were swerving to a different exit on the parkway.
Yeah.
It was going to be like going to the Shore Points or like anywhere west of the Shore Points, and it was just going to be, the exit was just going to be called Corn, and then yeah. a picture of corn, because I don't know anything out there except for cornfields. Like, I don't, I really don't know.
It's not a funny
yeah. meme, but it's like, I don't know. I don't.
I will admit, I went to one of the Monmouth County private schools, so I do know some of the corn people.
I know where you went. So did I.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's hard because I feel like coming from a school that like had people from different areas, it was easy to be like, oh, I know some kid who lives in like random part of New Jersey I can't relate to.
Yeah. It's funny, but for some reason, all the kids that I went to school with all went from like, were from like Manasquan or like south on the beach. Like, it was strange. Nobody, it was the mailman just walked by.
I was going to say, I was like, Jared, this guy's trying to break in.
Yeah, he's trying to get on the podcast, but yeah, no.
Feature.
Some mailman. So
for the third podcast, we're going to have the mailman.
Yeah, the mailman.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And then the fourth one, we're going to have Bruce Springsteen coming.
Bruce Springsteen.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Not Bon Jovi, but.
That's no. Middlesex County memes.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, because we just got a DM from someone trying to start out. I mean, like, other than making quality content, how did you, because I really think in the beginning it's the hardest to start up,
so
when
hard.
You have, like you were saying, the 200 followers, and we know, like I just always say, the first 1,000 is the hardest,
so hard.
How do you get over that hump, do you think?
Sounds stupid, but I think hashtags really helped, and like tagging a location, because people are bored, like people are looking for things on the internet that they haven't seen before. They're like, oh, like I wonder if I search like Monmouth County, like what shows up, you know? So I think that helped. I mean, obviously posting quality content, but posting like diverse things, like not just focusing. I could have just posted memes about living at the Shore for like 10 posts, but then I would only have those people.
Sure.
But instead, like I used to really religiously like keep up with a schedule and be like, okay, like post about North Jersey, Central Jersey, South Jersey, the Shore, and go on a pretty like a rotation essentially to make sure I was like hitting all these points, because those were the different like people who would even follow
your
me
stuff.
Account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say with us, like in the beginning to get out, I mean, honestly, I've told this to other accounts. I mean, it's like a little cheat, and not really a cheat. It's like a lot of hard work. In order, like for us, we just had to get our name out. And that's the thing. Like, I think like, because a lot of times like you make like quality content and no one's going to see it. We followed, or like basically 4,000 to 5,000 people from Monmouth County, letting us know who we are. And of course, in the beginning, our ratio was trash. And then, you know, kind of we cleaned it up and got there. But then after we got to like 6,000, people knew we existed.
Yeah.
And that's where I got to give it to you for those starter packs. Those at first.
Thonk.
Yeah. The thonk right there. Those are like stonks. They just went here.
Yeah.
That,
literally.
That was our way of getting to different schools.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, we started out with ones around here that we knew, and now we go over and we're still getting more followers from that. I think our biggest problem now is just getting older followers.
Yeah.
The Asbury Park Press is really helping us with
they
that
do.
By
they,
reposting
yeah.
stuff.
They repost us all the time. It's great.
Yeah, I noticed I love that. It. I was like, hey, what the heck?
No. Yeah.
They're like, hey, what the heck?
I don't need it.
Post me.
Do you
what are you doing?
That influencer thing. We'll be there.
What? I think like the starter packs, I tried to like find things that like, of course, everyone would relate to, but I decided to put some of the private schools in starter packs because like coming from a private school, like everyone's from a different town.
They are.
So that way, like they would all find out about it, and they would not only tell their other private school friends, but their friends from like the town that they lived in. So that was like my first like, okay, maybe I'll like include those.
Smart.
And then putting the public schools and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's all kind of magic because there was no other like state meme account that I could
it's
like.
It's
kind of
surprising that
before.
There wasn't one. It's
I know,
shocking
that
nobody had the handle New Jersey memes.
That's why I was like, oh, now I have to make it, because like who, like somebody else is going to make it and it's going to be like trash.
Terrible.
I mean,
you're
it still might be trash, but
no,
like.
You're like, listen, I'm going to do a great job. Can't let anyone else fuck this up.
Exactly.
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 Well, no, she's the best at doing this. Clearly, it was destined for her to
I mean, the majority of state meme accounts have like. Around our follower count, and I've never seen a state account with
this big
180,000 people. It's crazy.
Get at us.
Yeah.
I mean, funny enough,
get at us.
Monmouth County memes with an S was taken when
yeah,
I made
crazy,
this,
yeah.
And I DM'd the kid on my personal, and I was like, "Bro, I'll pay you for that." No answer. The kid just never made it. He just took the account.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? Use a Z, and I think it's stuck. And I actually really like it. So our website is Monmouth County Memes with a Z.
Yeah.
That's where you, it really doesn't, because by the time you type in Monmouth County, then an M, that's what's coming up.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter either way. And we took that, and obviously it's stuck. So
getting towards the end here.
Yeah, I mean, this is our last question, and then we're gonna play like a little fun final question game.
Rapid
just,
like, fire.
A 20 question game.
You better answer them correctly.
Nothing. Yeah. All. Yeah. If we ask you like any specific stuff about great meme pages, you know who to answer.
Yeah. So I guess.
We saw the last one right there.
Did you ask or me?
No. It says.
I don't know. Did
you? No, you asked. Do you have any advice?
True, I did.
Okay,
that's your turn.
So. I mean, we've kind of talked about what we are looking to do, but with your page, I mean, where do you see it being in the future? I mean, obviously you have a lot of other stuff going on in your life,
yeah,
and you're trying to put as much effort into this, but do you have any, you know, goals and plans that you're talking about, like new merchandising that you're trying to do, but is there anything else that you can say at this point?
Yeah. Besides making people smile, no, I'm kidding.
She doesn't care about that.
So on New Year's, I posted a story and I was like, what are your resolutions? Because I was like bored, wondering what people would say. And one person said to visit more shore towns. And I was like, I feel like I've been to like a lot of them, but I would like to see more of them or all of them. So the gears started turning and I was like, okay, what if I do a New Jersey like road trip with people and like drive around and just like see every county. So, and also, so I'm graduating in May and I was like looking for something to do that, like between working and graduating, because I want to travel, but I'm kind of broke. So I was like, okay, what could I do?
Yeah, I thought you're making millions off this page. That's what we're having you on.
Not millions, not yet. No,
but you're supposed to boost our followers and fans. Yeah.
All right, wait. Well, let's get the mailman in here. Hey, buddy, get off the street.
Come over here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to try to plan a New Jersey like road trip where all of the like places I go are crowdsourced by the page.
Cool. Wow.
And take a couple days to visit like every county.
That's
awesome.
Go on
some hikes and shit.
Go on some hike. No. People in New Hampshire know we don't have mountains here. We don't have fresh air.
They're about to.
There's nothing nice here. It's just a giant shithole.
Everyone is like, you know what? New Jersey sucks. I'm like, where do you go in New Jersey? The one girl's like Patterson. And the other one was like, well,
the turnpike.
Like, bro. And I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, whatever. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
one of the funniest things was in our group chat when the guy was like, when we were losing to New Hampshire, he was like, all right, guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call in Delaware. I was like, don't call in Delaware.
Yeah, I was like,
Delaware is just highways and nothing else. We will lose if they join.
Wait, can you say the joke that way? It wasn't Brick said. Who said it? The joke about like, hey, I'm going to say a joke, and it like completely whiffed.
Oh, the offensive one? It was like people be calling you George Bush because you're pointlessly starting wars. And I was like,
this kid, he said it before, he's like, I want to say a joke. And then he said it. And then New Hampshire Memes is like,
CEO of comedy.
It was just ripping on. Okay, that was just.
It was not a funny joke. I was like, first of all, I don't care if you make a political joke. It's funny, but it was like,
bruh.
Yeah.
You could do better. You hyped it up and it fell flat.
It just whiffed.
New Hampshire's funny. I like that guy.
I mean, Jared, where do you see this page in the future? Other than literally kicked off Instagram in about a week.
No, I mean, I think that the meme page is always going to kind of stay the way it is. I mean, we'll obviously, hopefully continue to grow and continue posting things about this county. But I think that we're doing this podcast because we'd like to branch out in a direction. Because we do, I mean, obviously you, when it comes to the meme page or New Jersey as a whole, we kind of just focus on Monmouth County. But I think it'd be cool for the podcast to kind of expand and talk to influencers who don't have to necessarily be from Monmouth County and kind of, you know, definitely, if possible, I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, reach people all throughout the state. I think that this is our, you know, bouncing off point and then see where it goes from there. Yeah. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it.
We've already reached out to, we don't want to say their names yet, but we reached out to like, if we do like two podcasts a month, we're glad that you could be the first one, but, right.
And the next one, who knows? Maybe we'll get
it. And the only person. Everyone's like, all right, no. Colleen, please. Like, yeah, we'll drive to you. Don't worry. We'll come up just for like a 2-hour podcast and ride home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think, you know, this, we started this page and it has a great following and we love Monmouth County so much. Me and JR have had personal plans about doing a podcast. I know for a while, and we know that, you know, we had the ability to do this. And now this is something that we can get our heads around. And the people we have asked, they're static about it, because it's a lot of times, like, you know, when everyone asks you for something on a page, like, you know, like, hey, can you post this? It feels taxing. But someone's like, if you ask someone like, hey, you want to come on a podcast, talk about your brand?
Free marketing.
It is. Yeah. They love it though. Like, why
it's
wouldn't
free
they
real estate.
It is free real estate. like, why wouldn't they do it? So I think it's just a cool little thing we're going to do. And, you know, we're happy to start it.
And I've had fun. So,
yeah, right. We're not holding her at our will here.
Your have to be worried for your safety. It's fine.
I met them. Yeah, they met me the other night. They're probably like,
we went to Porta.
Yeah, they're probably just like, I was all in right, bed. Watch.
I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
He just had his wisdom teeth taken out. So
tragic.
They're like, all right, wait, who are you doing the podcast with? Brick memes. Okay, he's fine. Wait, Monmouth County.
Nope.
My friends were like, how do you know that kid? And I was like, memes. Like, holy shit.
How do you know that? Yeah, I saw him on the street. He has like ripped jeans. So I assume he's just like homeless.
We vibe.
Yeah, right. I felt bad for him. I gave him a follow.
My favorite thing is the way Max looked that night in this picture this one kid posted.
Oh my God. Our one friend posts pics. Yeah, I feel like girls do this too, where they look good in it and then everyone else, look at my face.
As soon as I got that picture, I did the Snapchat thing and cut him out. Yeah.
Wait, how are we with time on that?
We went over an hour.
Okay. But for the next...
We got...
Was it like 10 minutes?
13 minutes.
Okay, good. So I just want to say quickly, we were at this pregame out of nowhere, and I told JR, I called JR on the way, but as soon as we left, and we were at this house, and this group of girls walk in, and I'm sitting with my friends, and I think I don't have my glasses on, because I hate wearing my glasses out, and I think I'm like, is that Colleen? Like, out of nowhere, like, I'm at this random pregame in Long Branch to go to Porta New Year's Eve, and I see her, and we both just like, oh my God. And everyone else was looking at us like, wait, what? I don't understand this. Yeah. Like, they didn't, but it was like, out of any place to be, because I told her that I was going to Porta this and that, but like, yeah, I'll see you there, something like that. Just out of nowhere, it's just like, it's stuff like that you can't even, like, you can't find in movies. Like, it's like, no. Not, it's just like weird. Like, that's, and, why, like,
I don't even know, like,
who's
the only reason I went to that house is because it was my best friend's sister, who I'm also friends with, her coworker's pregame. So this is so random that we showed up here and I ended up knowing someone.
Yeah, that
no, but it's funny, you FaceTime me, I'm like, and like in bed watching movies because like I can't move my mouth, and he's like, yo, Colleen just showed up to the pregame
out of nowhere. Crazy. I was like, so literally random.
That was funny. So, and then you put, and then he posted a picture of you on a story, said, I feel famous.
I feel famous right now. So yeah, let's get into the final question game.
Rapid fire.
It's like a rapid fire 20 questions. Okay. I didn't want to send you these beforehand because I want to catch you off guard, clearly.
They're really tough questions.
They are.
Hard.
They are.
All right, so first one. Taylor Ham or pork roll?
Pork roll.
So does Central Jersey exist?
Yes, we're in it.
Exactly. Better pizza, New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey, I guess.
Mm. Love that. Mm. What's your favorite beach to go to in the state or in Monmouth County? Great.
If I'm just going to the beach, probably like Monmouth Beach. Because, or like Deal, because there's not like activity.
Deal's nice too. Deal's nice. Like dead.
But yeah, Mom's Beach is closer to me, so.
Exactly. Stone Pony or PNC?
Probably Stone Pony.
Not sure if you like these movies, but Marvel or DC?
Oh God. I don't know, Marvel.
Hey, did that.
Favorite artist of all time, music artist?
Oh God, okay. I don't know. I can only think of like current. Like, I really like Lizzo right now.
Okay.
But I can't... I like Muramasa. Is, I think, my favorite. It's kind of random.
Yeah.
I don't know
who
that is.
I mean, yeah. You stumped us on that. We're not cultured, JR. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, would it be Pliables or Rook?
This is important because this is a sponsored ant.
Yeah. If you don't say this video is scrapped.
Rook. No, Rook. It's serious. Probably Rook. I like coffee a lot.
I'm sorry, Pliables.
Pliables, for the record, I don't drink coffee. So, one, I'm wired right now. But two, I'll pick Pliables.
Okay.
go, JR.
Surf Taco or Bubba-Q's?
It's hard. Surf Taco.
I like that. What do you usually get there?
Sometimes a like salad, but maybe like the Maverick burrito, I think it's called. Forget the name, honestly.
I've seen it.
I have to look at the menu every time. <forget.
laughs> What is your favorite Monmouth County town?
Town? Probably like Asbury Park or Red Bank. Hang
Respect
out.
It.
Rumson's cool to drive around in.
Rumson That's Road. True. No lights.
So one
no
of the,
lights.
Okay, one of the things that I tried to do in the beginning of the account that I haven't been able to keep up with is this like game I always play with my friends who I like take home or like on Snapchat called Country Club or Single Family Home.
I remember that.
And I would love to start that back up, but I need more pictures of houses that look like they could be either.
We'll take it for you.
So anyone who's listening,
Yeah, when you're me and JR, that's okay. Quit my job, quit our job. That's we're just gonna go to Rumson, take pick Colts Neck, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking about driving around Colts Neck.
Yeah, we got you while you're at school. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. It's
top priority. Good talk. We'll scrap the meme page. Just do that.
Yeah. Favorite New Jersey mall.
Favorite New Jersey mall. Well, I haven't been to the American Dream, so I guess I have to say like
Freehold. Still trying to go. We gotta go.
Yeah, I really want
to
go.
You gotta go to Monmouth. It's the worst mall ever, but it's still my favorite. I was there today. I have too many memories at Monmouth Mall for it to not be my favorite.
Do you have a favorite tri-state area sports team?
I don't really, you know, I don't really watch sports. I don't know. I kind of like the Devils because they say that they're from New Jersey, so I feel like I have to be
a New Jersey Devil. I'm not a Devils fan.
Aren't they really bad?
I think so.
They had like the number one pick, like, or like the
last year. I think they're like the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't really watch sports.
How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
We're going to judge you for this.
Well, I don't really like pineapple, so like... Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There it is.
That's not like not the answer you wanted, but
no, it's good. Like, would you eat it?
Put it pineapple in pizza.
She doesn't like pineapple.
I mean, I'll try it. I just don't like pineapple that much. Yeah. So.
But like, if someone like had a half pizza where you got your topping and there's like pineapple on the other side, would that just would you have to throw the pizza away or would you still be able to eat?
I'd probably just be like, somebody else can have it, but like,
take it. Okay. I don't want it. Get it away from me.
I'm not like vehement about it.
Yeah, it's not like just, it's not, like an allergy. It's not a deal breaker.
It is for you.
It is for me.
Not for me.
Yeah.
So you don't like pineapple?
No, I don't. Like, I'm a pig. I'll eat anything. But like, just out of principle, like if someone's like in New Jersey, when we went, I was like, we went to visit one of our friends. I was like, yeah, can I have a pork roll, egg and cheese? When we were in North Jersey. And
the lady looked
at us. I didn't say it loud. I should have said it louder because he was filming.
I was going to record it, but.
Yeah. So the next one, would you rather be able to fly or teleport?
I feel like fly would be cool because then you get to like fly over and see places. Teleport, you don't get to like see anything.
Yeah, teleporting sucks.
Yeah.
You've done it before, right? How is it?
Below average, 4 to 10.
4 out of 10.
If you could live anywhere other than New Jersey, where would it be?
Probably somewhere warmer. California or Florida, I don't know.
I've done California. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I feel like I have to stay in Jersey now because I'm rooted.
Yeah. If you move, like, you have to give the page to someone else. Like, what are you going to
do? We'll take Yeah, we literally imagine we just, like, literally take it and just make it Monmouth County memes with, like, 2 Z's. I would
die. Some people are
the biggest county page, the biggest county page in the world.
Yeah, so guys, we just gave Colleen like $10,000.
People already always ask me, they're like, do you run that page too? And I'm like, no, what kind of time do you think I have?
No, obviously I make good content, so no. Clearly I'm not in charge of that one. Those guys suck. What is your favorite like throwback middle school like S song, like whether it's like Kesha, like because you were like listening to like Metro Station. I saw on your story the other night that like that's some good stuff.
Yeah, I went to a bar and you know those like jukeboxes, you put like $1 into it to suggest a song. My friend and I spent like an hour trying to decide what song to spend $1 on, and we decided on Shake It by Metro Station.
Great.
Anyway, if not something like that or like My Chemical Romance, probably like
they're getting back together, didn't I hear?
Yeah,
they're gonna be in at Atlantic City. No, I think Atlantic City, they're doing like a big this summer, like where there's Warped Tour there. I think I heard something like that.
Catch we'll me go. There.
Yeah,
you heard it here first. If you want to meet my New Jersey memes,
going to
yeah,
go to MCR. Warped
Tour. Sorry, we won't come, so
it's you won't have to meet us. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's probably that or like something ridiculous, like
any
Pitbull.
Like specific song though,
Buy You a Drink by T-Pain.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're
talking about
low.
We're talking about
Hotel
low.
Motel. Oh my god.
Hotel Motel Holiday. Just like Dolly. Oh my god. He always throws like little things like Dolly in there. Mr. 305. Like
hell,
he loves
Mr. Worldwide.
That.
Yeah. What is your favorite line from any movie?
Or
this
show.
Is hard. I couldn't come up with
this
an
is
answer.
Hard.
For this.
I don't. I have ADD. I'm so energetic. I don't watch things, get distracted, and stop watching halfway through.
the same way.
Damn. I don't know. I have to.
What's wrong with you guys?
I'll take a rain check on that one.
Okay, so. We'll go back to it. So, if you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably some sort of like Asian food, or I really like salad, but it's kind of boring one. So,
chicken Caesar salad, or
nah, I don't really. Something like exciting, has like a lot of stuff in it. I don't know.
Cobb salads are good.
I try and eat salad, but like I'll just be like, all right, I'll feel better about myself, and then I'll like, can you throw breaded chicken on there? And then it's like not healthy anymore.
Yeah, you gotta put other stuff on there.
No, Max like only likes ranch dressing. That's it. He just eats ranch. He drinks ranch out of the bottle.
I've taken a break because I'm on a diet, but I can't. I've stopped from ranch.
He tried to get around the chair over there before. He's like, fuck, I gotta lose weight.
I've been on, I'm doing like fasting, 12 hour fast.
Oh, yeah. I considered doing that a while ago. I actually lost a bunch of weight last year, so.
Here's another important question. Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi?
Bruce Springsteen.
Exactly.
The boss. We have that behind.
Yeah. Last one.
Last question. Most
important. If you get this wrong, we're not even going to air the podcast.
Yeah, we're not. This is just, yeah. What is your favorite county in the entire state of New Jersey?
Monmouth County.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mom,
it's like 100 in or something like that, like out of nowhere. So, yeah, you want to carry that up, JR?
All right. So, I guess this is the end. We're approaching the end of our time here. So, you know, kind of like regardless of the notoriety or followers we get that we've gained through MCM and through the podcast, one of the greatest things we've gotten to do is really get to know other pages, other people in New Jersey, other even out of state, New Hampshire memes. I mean, so many people that we talk to on a daily basis. It's been a really good experience. And
retweet. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get to go up there sometime. They invited us to come, like them in Bedford too.
Yeah.
Bedford actually says she has a friend in Rumson. That's weird. I don't know. It's like the apocalypse is going on outside. We'll have to finish this quick. World War III is actually happening. So Thanos just got
here. So
Colleen has become such a good friend after a short time. I'm hoping we in Overheard New Jersey are able to meet up and get lunch soon. Obviously, she's going back to school. I'm just not looking to do any Porta New Year's Eve anytime soon again. So maybe by next year, it's expensive. It's just, it was a black hole of a night.
I thought he would have learned after last year. It was such a disaster.
I do that all the time. What I'll do is I'll go out for like 3 weeks straight or whatever. And then I'll be like, dude, I can never go again. That was horrible. And then I'll take a break and they'll be like, DJ's wasn't that bad. It was that bad. And it only gets worse. So, once again, thank you for taking time to come out and be our first guest on the MCM podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone else for listening. We have some other very cool and interesting guests coming in the future. But, you know, Colleen, the fact that she was able to come up, you know, before, you know, she goes back to school, that's so cool of her. Once again, you could find her at New Jersey Memes. She'll be at like 1 million by the end of this podcast. So yeah, just thank you very much, guys, for listening. If there's anything you guys got to say before we go, chime in.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
I really appreciate all of the support.
Awesome. Yeah. Keep following. We need to get to 200,000 by the end of this month.
Yeah, we got
to
beat her. We got to beat her. The race, the 200K. It's like us versus T-Series.
Yeah, PewDiePie T-Series, Monmouth County memes versus New Jersey memes. It's going to be great.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. See you next time.
See you next time.